Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
The basic wealth of a society or culture is generated, and then the other things about how best to use that resource generate a lot of the technology jobs and transportation jobs and those sorts of things. But the basic wealth comes from the earth.
I wanted to transition into a column that Art Berman wrote regarding the Bakken's best days are behind it. And I talked to him for a little bit. Nice guy, wasn't combative. He was just trying to be as a matter of fact-like based on his research. Are you familiar with this column?
Yes, I've read the column and done some serious thinking about it and worked with Justin Kringsted, who's our director for our pipeline authority in North Dakota and does our modeling on wells and that sort of thing to see whether we felt like Mr. Berman had picked up on something that we might be missing or not.
Well, I guess, what did you make of it? A couple points that I thought were interesting was the water that's being, the water to gas ratio down in the wells, I thought was an interesting indicator. And then the other one was that the rigs are drilling too close together. He made a comment about that. And so I just, your thoughts on that as far as the water to oil content down in the well, and then if the rigs are drilling too close together.
Sure. Well, Mr. Berman worked very hard on what numbers to use in a hyperbolic decline curve. And that's something that engineers have been debating and will debate for a long time. But when we went back and looked at the basic data of a well cumulative production over time, where you're not trying to put any kind of an assumption on it at all, any decline rate or hyperbolic factor, the wells have gotten better year after year after year. And there's no question that at, say, 4 or 6 months into the life of a well, a well drilled in 2016 is vastly better than a well drilled in 2010. So that pretty much contradicts Mr. Berman's analysis. He did notice that gas to oil ratio was increasing and also water to oil ratio was increasing. But the underlying factor there has been the increased drilling in the Three Forks formation and in the gassier part of the play, which is in northeastern McKenzie County. So that's pretty much being driven by geology, not by reservoir depletion, as he concluded. Now, he indicated that he thought the wells were being drilled too close together and they were interfering with each other. Been a lot of work done on that over the last couple of years by the oil and gas operators, and through the Bakken Production Optimization Group, they have figured out that up until probably last year, the wells were being drilled really too far apart, and that getting the wells close enough together to where the hydraulic fractures interfere a little bit with each other actually contacts new rock and increases the ultimate recovery factor. So pretty much every place we looked, the basic geology and the basic facts said, no, it's not the beginning and the end of the Bakken. It's really the end of the beginning.
The way I kind of, when I talked to him, I just asked him flat out. I said, I think this is a different shale play. I think that it's going to have, and he agrees that it's a long, it's going to have years, many years after it. To me, it seems like this hydraulic fracturing, they were really trying to fine-tune over the last 10 years. And with the advent of technology, the rigs have gotten so much cheaper and so much more efficient. And like I mentioned earlier, that when we had low oil prices, we were still doing close to 1 million barrels a day, yet everybody was talking about how the oil and gas industry is going through problems. And I kind of looked at it like, we need to start looking at these shale plays in a different light. Do you kind of know what I mean by that?
Sure. And, you know, I think one of the things, Jason, that people are going to be shocked by is some recent research that was partially funded by the Oil and Gas Research Council, done by Whiting Petroleum, on refracturing wells that were drilled, you know, prior to the 2010 discovery that staged fracking would really change the shale play. So there are thousands of wells out there that were done with single-stage fracks or maybe 3, 4, 5 stages in the frack job. And Whiting has done a couple of wells now using new technology with diverters and micropropants. And the one that we've got longer-term results on shows a sustained 5-fold increase in production with a change in the gas oil ratio and the water oil ratio that says, hey, they hydraulically fractured into new rock and are going to actually permanently increase substantially the estimated ultimate recovery of that well. So there are thousands of wells out there that have potential for that refracturing technology. There's just a ton of really exciting things happening that are going to be relatively inexpensive and yield a lot more oil out of the Bakken play.
Final thoughts. Feel free to take the conversation whatever direction you want. If you want to reemphasize anything, if you want to summarize it, or if you want to bring up something new we haven't talked about yet, I always like to give guests the final word. So the floor is yours, Mr. Lynn Helms.
Well, I think you saw a pretty good legislative session for the oil and gas sector in North Dakota, as difficult as the revenue problems and the spending problems for the state are. The state stepped up and really put some serious money at research in reclamation practices, put some serious money at continued research in leak detection for pipelines, put some serious money into some things that the Geological Survey can do in terms of waste storage and also dredging of small lakes to get topsoil for reclamation. And so industry and the state both are pressing forward with a lot of research, a lot of learning opportunities, so that we add tens of years to this Bakken play.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Man should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to you. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. 'Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.